Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for June 7th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. I'm sharing with you today about our never-ending to-do list. Those of us who have been Christians for many years have faced the frustration of Romans 7, 14-25, so passionately described by the Apostle Paul. Simply put, Paul was quite frustrated by his failure to be perfect as Christ was perfect. At times, he even felt like a wretched man destined for the furnace. But then he remembered that he was covered by the atoning blood of Jesus, and with that, he had eternal hope. I was reminded of this hope this morning while reading of King Solomon's early reign. Solomon, we all know, was the smartest non-Jesus person who ever lived. The richest, too. Solomon's wealth made Bill Gates and Warren Buffett look like wannabes with pocket full of pennies. Yet Solomon was far short of perfect. Yes, he wrote brilliant, often eloquent proverbs and psalms and a love letter in the amazing Ecclesiastes. But he was way too hit and miss when it came to his personal sanctification. He ignored God's word regarding foreign wives. He ignored God's word regarding the accumulation of horses and chariots. He ignored God's word regarding animal sacrifices conducted only by priests. He ignored God's word regarding sex outside of marriage. He even randomly ignored God's word regarding false worship of other gods. Yes, Solomon was an impressive person with an incredible intellect, but he was also a big-time sinner who failed to press ahead daily toward the lifestyle that God ordained. The fact is that pleasing God is not a function of brain power, but instead sanctified willpower. You know, it's very easy for us to point fingers at Bible characters whose spiritual flaws are chronicled. But are we willing to point fingers at our spiritual flaws and commit ourselves to remove them? In the winter of his life, Solomon finally acknowledged that he had messed up terribly by not being understanding of the fact that a close, surrendered relationship with God and his word is the only concern that really counts in this life. I want to better understand and practice this truth. That's why I appreciate when the Holy Spirit pricks my heart about attitudes or actions that hinder my personal sanctification. Daily, I need to examine myself to see if I'm ignoring any of God's lifestyle commands. And when I take communion every Sunday, according to the pattern of the apostles, I need to examine myself to see where I've fallen short and where I need to become more like Christ. I pray that you will do the same. You and I are Savior-needing sinners who mess up from a lack of obedience, not from a lack of brain power. Please start living today as if you believe that there is nothing better in life than to fear God and keep His commandments. It's the right thing to do. As always, I love you, Martin.